Dissolution by Stefan Molyneux. Freedomain.com/donate. Chapter 17. Hey, buddy! Robert gave Shane a giant bear hug. Good to see you, bro, said Shane, surrendering to the wet embrace. They stood outside a cafe on Bathurst. The hot Toronto summer day lanced into every sense. Blinding sunlight slid over passing cars. The shouts of vendors and stench of sauerkraut drifted past. And the heat came in equal measure from the blue sky ringed by tall buildings and the gum and tar-infested sidewalk beneath them. "How are things?" cried Robert. He had dressed down for the lunch. Shane knew it, and both loved and hated the concession. He knew that Robert downplayed his own success, which was humiliating, but he also secretly loved the control he had over his older brother. "You know, good." Shane's voice trailed off. He cleared his throat. "And you?"
"Oh, you know, can't complain. Not that anyone would listen if I did. Speak of the devil."
Robert lifted his arms and waved his hands wildly over his head. Turning around, Shane saw Helen's scowling face as she half dragged her two sons along. "Wow, gal's getting some super wrinkles," thought Shane with a little thrill of joy. "Curtains coming down on those looks. Nothing to see here anymore, friends. Just see yourselves out."
"I can see you, Robert. I'm not blind," snapped Helen, jerking her arms forward and letting go of her sons as if she were a fisherman flicking a catch into a boat.
The youngest, Samuel, was in tears. Justin's face was, as usual, a brick mask of indifference. Robert sighed. "What's the matter?" Helen leaned over Samuel.
"Well, Sammy,"
Robert winced, knowing how his son hated that name.
"You want to tell your father what the problem is?" "Mom! Mom yanked me!"
cried Samuel, his six-year-old face a red hem to infinite injustice.
"Oh, you liar!" hissed Helen.
They were standing in the middle of the sidewalk. The passing crowds instinctively parted around them.
I'm not lying, Mom!" cried Samuel.
He rolled up his sleeve and presented his arm to Robert and Shane.
"Look!"
There was a faint set of red stripes on his arm.
What happened?"
asked Robert carefully. Helen straightened out and tucked a few strands of her hair behind her ears.
"Well, that's a great question, husband of mine. What happened, Sammy?"
"Don't call me that!"
Justin sneered.
"Yeah, he's not a sandwich, Mom."
"Did you get out the wrong side of the car, Sam? You almost ran into traffic."
"I wasn't gonna!"
cried Samuel, tears streaming.
"Oh, and I'm supposed to just know that, am I? We talked about being in town. It's dangerous here. You're old enough to know better."
Justin laughed.
"Unless he's just an idiot."
He held up his hand to prevent his father from responding.
"What? You always tell me to look at every possibility."
"That's not helpful, Justin."
Justin blinked innocently.
"What? It's not helpful now to look at every possibility? Man, this family is confusing. You're just making it up as you go along."
"Justin!"
barked Robert, clenching his fists. He stepped forward and crouched on his heels in front of Samuel.
"Buddy."
Shane's ears pricked up. "That's what he calls me.
Buddy, what's going on?"
"Mom pinched me."
"Were you getting out on the traffic side?"
"Yeah, but she was taking forever. I have to pee."
Justin laughed.
"She was checking Facebook. She's going to be an influencer and shill adult diapers."
He leaned over his younger brother.
"Maybe if you had a diaper, Sammykin, you'd be okay too."
Samuel tried to hit his brother's taunting face. Robert grappled his youngest son close.
"I hate him!"
screamed Samuel.
"Hey, buddy."
Robert's face was strained, paled. "Let's get inside for some pancakes, okay? What do you say? I can take you to the bathroom." He shot a look at Justin.
"Why do you have to be this way?"
Justin smiled.
Oh, so I have to stay off screens, but Mom can sit for 10 minutes scrolling on her phone so she can delay having lunch with this loser.
Shane blinked.
What?
Justin looked down.
Nothing, bro. Let's just eat, okay? I've got soccer practice. I'm not doing carbs.
I didn't... Helen bit her lower lip. Shane could read the situation easily. Helen could not say that she never called Shane a loser because Justin would tear her apart. She could not admit it either. So they just went into the cafe. The cashier, old enough to be the owner, took one look at Samuel and her lip curled. She took some menus and sat them at a large round table. After Robert brought Samuel back from the bathroom, they all sat for a moment in silence.
I like that will, said Robert suddenly, loudly.
No one replied.
Come on, Helen. It's kind of cool, right? Samuel fights when he believes he's in the right. Don't you, Samwise? Mom might have had to grab you, but you didn't like it, and you will battle to the end to make that case, right, Bud?
My arm hurts.
Yeah, but Toronto drivers are nutcases, Bud. Texting and driving, probably some are playing video games with their feet. What do you think?
Samuel smiled.
Footcraft?
Robert laughed, a little too loudly.
Totally.
Justin stared at his menu.
Okay, Dad, just take it down a notch, okay?
Helen put her hand on Shane's arm.
Sorry, Shane. This is life as parents. You can't get an adult word in sideways. Kids all the time, all day.
Justin pretended to cover up a laugh with a cough.
Until you get a notification. Justin, cried Helen in exasperation. Can we just not?
Justin raised his wide eyes.
What? Lie every time we open our mouths? Were you on the phone when we parked, Mom? Did Samuel have to pee? Did he say that? How many times did you say, just a sec, while scrolling your phone? Then he gets out. Thank God, I didn't want to drive home in this stinky kid pee-mobile. And you cursed and grabbed him hard. I winced and I don't even...
He took a deep breath.
Should I go on?
I think you've said enough, said Helen icily.
Buddy, said Robert, leaning towards his brother.
Sorry, we're all as squared away as we're likely to be.
What's new in your world? Shane paused, his cheeks reddening.
Oh, not too much. Things are good at work. No new promotions, but, well, the upper echelons are all lifers, so I have about as much upward mobility as a U-boat commander.
And what do you, are you doing with your free time?
Any girls?
Asked Helen. Shane frowned.
Over 30, they don't like to be called that, of course. They think girl guides, girl scouts.
It's tough. Are you dating at all?
Occasionally, I chatted with a woman here a few weeks ago, but she had like $17,000 in credit card debt from her ex-boyfriend, so
Justin laughed.
So that's like a year's salary, right? To pay for another dude's leftovers? Justin!
Barked Helen, her face white.
Oh, sorry, are we back to lying again? Maybe you can get those flags they use at the airport, you know, to guide planes so I know when we're supposed to be lying.
Helen took a deep, explosive breath. Justin shrugged and closed his mouth. Shane said,
The blueberry pancakes here are fantastic.
He leaned towards Samuel.
Do you like pancakes, Sam?
Samuel shrugged, looking down. Robert laughed.
He's more in the French toast category. Anything with cinnamon, right, bud?
Samuel said nothing, still rubbing his arm. The waitress came and took their order. Helen had only coffee. Robert had pancakes, despite the look from his wife. Samuel had French toast. And Justin had a plain omelet with tomatoes on the side. More silence.
So, Helen, said Shane, any luck on the work front?
It's a cursed existence,
she said heavily.
No computer skills, aged out of the pretty secretary gig economy.
I'm trying makeup tutorials online, but the comments are dinosaur this and boomer that.
Brutal.
Apparently no one over 12 uses Facebook. I've had a few remixes, though. Robert laughed.
Harsh, but funny.
I saved one, said Justin eagerly. Here. He turned his phone to Shane, thumbing the volume to max. Helen scowled. Do we have to? Come on, it's funny. Shane squinted at the sight of Helen putting on makeup, making chimp noises for some reason. And then there was a cut to the Jurassic Park actress looking goggle-eyed at dinosaurs. Then another cut to Helen, her mouth stretched wide, making throaty T-Rex roaring sounds. It goes on from there. She rips into a school bus. Can we turn that down, please? Said Helen wearily. Oh, wait, this is the best part. Shane watched as Helen's face dissolved into the melting Nazi visage from Indiana Jones with screeching sounds from some sort of owl or pterodactyl.
This finally got me some status, chirped Justin happily. It's done more views than anything she's ever done combined.
I keep saying, Mom, just lean into it, get a dino outfit.
He wiggled his chest. A bra with little T-Rex arms.
Chase kids at a park, a daycare. She doesn't listen. She's looking for pride online. Good freaking luck, I say.
Samuel's voice was hot with anger.
Stop being mean.
Justin tried to chuck his younger brother under the chin.
Just trying to help the maternal unit, kiddo.
She doesn't like it.
Yeah, well, I didn't like school or daycare either. We just have to suck things up in this life.
Justin leaned down and made vile slurping noises.
Samuel cried out, leaning back and raising his arms.
Shane swallowed, unable to look away from the tiny theater of cruelty. How are things with you, Robert?
Oh, wending my way. Peter wants me to go to Vegas with him this weekend for a conference. My liver can't take those trips anymore.
My hernia is acting up again, and he wants to play tennis all day and drink all night. Man, it's a vampire. It's weird. Black magic. The food came.
Want me to cut it up, bud?
Asked Robert. Samuel shook his head, clearly miserable. More silence. Everyone chewed for way too long as a way to escape conversation. Justin suddenly pushed his omelet away.
Well, this tastes like shit.
That's not cool, bud, murmured Robert.
Jesus, those eggs are as old as Mom's. Seriously, you should sue them, Dad. Stop it,
cried Samuel, clapping his hands over his ears.
Oh, dear, said Justin in mock sympathy. Mr. Wee Sensitive gonna have a wee meltdown?
A car backfired on the street. Justin turned to look. Samuel launched his face at Justin's back. Justin cried out in a strangely high-pitched tone.
You little bitch! He screamed. He fucking bit me, you psycho!
Robert leaned to his feet. And we're done. Helen, get our things. Sorry, Shane, we gotta bug out. It doesn't get better from here. With quasi-military precision, Helen and Robert scooped up their belongings and Samuel, who was now grinning from ear to ear. Justin pulled up his T-shirt.
Look at that!
He cried, trying to see the damage to his back.
It's like a dental record, you little bitch!
With tragic smiles and downcast eyes, Robert and Helen struggled out of the cafe. The other patrons averted their eyes, not even pretending to have sympathy. Shane sat at the table, calculating how many meals he could squeeze out of the leftovers, then feeling a sudden stab of rage when the bill came. And a deep, deep desire for revenge.